The snowfall this year has been incredible. We set a record in February with 57.5 inches of snow in the Rhinelander area, and we're well on our way to setting an annual record for this winter season. When I recorded this broadcast last week, we were at 97 inches, about a foot short of the 13-14 season record, and I'm sure we added to this amount last weekend. This much snow is fantastic for winter enthusiasts. Skiing and snowmobiling has been fantastic, but plowing snow at Kemp Station has been problematic. We are literally running out of places to pile snow. To add to these problems, there have been a number of roof collapses in the area. What I'd like to talk about today are our home roofs. How much snow is too much snow? First, most homes are not at risk of snow load failure. More often than not, attempting to remove snow from a roof is more hazardous than beneficial. Homeowners can damage the shingles or other roofing materials and run the risk of personal injury or even death by falling. When looking up at your home roof, there are two key factors to consider. How much does the snow weigh, and how much can your roof support? The problem is that not all snow and not all roofs are created equally. Please consider the following. Snow comes in many forms and is affected by several atmospheric and geographic conditions. Regional differences in season, altitude, humidity, and other variations result in a range of snow densities. For example, the weight of 1 foot of snow in Utah does not necessarily equal the weight of 1 foot of snow in Wisconsin. The weight of 1 foot of snow ranges in weight from 3 pounds per square foot for light dry snow to 21 pounds per square foot for wet heavy snow. 1 inch of ice, on the other hand, weighs a little less than 5 pounds per square foot, and 1 foot of ice weighs approximately 57 pounds per square foot. Snow load may not be uniform. Unbalanced snow loading is when snow accumulates at different depths in different locations on a roof. Snow drifting and sliding snow create an unbalanced snow load, which poses a greater risk to the roof structure than a uniform snow load. In Wisconsin, we use the Uniform Dwelling Code for residential buildings. For Oneida County in northern Wisconsin, the minimum roof snow load design is 40 pounds per square foot. In Dane County in southern Wisconsin, the minimum roof snow load is 30 pounds per square foot. As you can see, 2 feet of heavy wet snow can exceed the design limits required by code. The tricky part today is that all residential buildings in use don't meet today's code. The house I live in on Kemp Station was built back in the 1930s, well before we had the Uniform Building Code. The main roof is steep, hand-framed with 2x4 members, and sheeted with 1-inch thick pine boards. I don't worry about this roof and suspect it could withstand the impact of a rather large meteor. On the other hand, my porch is nearly flat and may not have as much integrity as the pitched roof. One thing that a homeowner can do is inspect the structure prior to the snow season. Look for areas of weakness such as signs of decay, weak connection points, or broken structural members. During the winter months, you can watch for sagging ceiling tiles, popping, cracking, and creaking noises, sagging roof members, bowing truss members, cracked or split wood members, and stuck doors or windows that can no longer be opened or closed. It's important to note that agricultural buildings are exempt from the Uniform Dwelling Code snow load requirements. I noticed several pole barns collapsed while traveling in Chippewa Falls last weekend. In many cases, pole barns are built with trusses 8 feet apart. The wood purlin structures between the trusses will not support the same load as the residential structure. Freezing rain frozen to the metal roofs may have prevented the snow from sliding off as it has in previous years. So remember what I said at the beginning of this broadcast. Most homes are not at risk of snow load failure. More often than not, attempting to remove snow from the roof is more hazardous than beneficial. Be safe and enjoy the rest of the winter. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovee from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.